This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Kostos and Mark Melusis on You Better You Bet from QL.
Yeah, I hate our voiceover guy. I hate the way that sounds.
Why?
I don't know.
He doesn't sell it?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
All right. Where do you want
Nick
to go?
Nick Kostos and Mark Melusis. I don't know. Not someone else.
You should have Bill or Rick voice him.
Bill, can you give us an impromptu? Now back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Mark Melusis on BetQL.
Now back to You Better You Bet with Mark Melusis and Nick Kostos on BetQL.
I know that's even worse.
No, that's not even about the order. It's got so much personality. Like, that fits Wagertainment right there. Like, that's amazing.
I don't know if it fits Wagertainment. I'm going to say it falls short.
I love Bill's Twitter photo. It's just amazing. It's just the best photo ever. Look at that. Just
it's pretty epic.
I just love it. Like,
I think the guy is
makes me laugh. And yeah, every time I see it, like, I spend my ride home to Stamford, Connecticut, at least spending 15 minutes thinking about that photo. Like, it's just an amazing photo. It's just great.
Moose, 15 minutes?
Yeah, 10.
10?
Yes, 10. I do. Yeah. I love that. Like, that is one of those things that every time I see that photo, and I'm being real, like, I laugh. Like, that photo is just tremendous. It's just an amazing photo. It always puts a smile on my face, no matter how
on
bad
Twitter.
Of a day I'm having.
On Twitter, at Philadelphia1, the absolute best in the business, the technical director, Bill Matz, our executive producer, Rick Camp, and our video producer, Downtown Edison, Mike Brown. Ryan Noonan is standing by from 4 for 4. Ryan crushed last week, giving us NFL props. We'll get to Ryan Noonan in a second, but Mark Melusis, the people have demanded a horse racing winner from you, and you are not one to let the people down. Moose, what do you got for us here? Horse racing. Belmont, Churchill Downs. I don't even know where the hell we're going right now. What
yeah,
do you got?
Well, we're going to go to Churchill Downs. So we're going to go to Louisville, Kentucky. It rained in here in the Northeast, Nick, as you know, and anybody here, all night long and through the morning. So Belmont, there's been a ton of scratches. So we're staying away from Belmont. We're going to go to race 9 at Churchill Downs. You got about a half hour till post. It's 6 furlongs, allowance optional claiming, purse 134K, 6 furlongs on the main track. We're going to go to the outside, the 10. Shoplifted 7-2 on the morning line. Steve Asmussen trains Brian Hernandez Jr. up. Wins, obviously, we all know Steve Asmussen, a tremendous trainer out of Into Mischief, coming out of a pretty good race out of Saratoga. I think he's going to sit the trip. Plenty of speed in the race. I know the 9 Sir Alfred James is going to take some beating at 5-2 on the morning line, but we're going to try and beat him with the 10 Shoplifted 7-2. Race 9, Churchill Downs, half hour to post.
Okay, so Shoplifted. Hold on here. Okay, I'm gonna place this bet. Okay, so Shoplifted. Got it. Okay,
Shoplifted.
Hernandez Jr. is the jockey.
Correct, Brian Hernandez Jr. Correct.
Okay, I'm in on this. You ever shoplifted?
No, I've never shot. Well, you know what? That's not true. So when I was like I'm older than you, a little bit older than you. So do you remember the National?
No.
So the National was like this newspaper that they put like all these sports newspaper that I think.
It was basically like the Athletic before the Athletic was the Athletic, like a long
correct.
Time ago.
Correct. And it
right?
was like, yeah. It was right. No, nothing was online. I'm dating myself. So everything was newspaper. So they had like Mike Lupica, like think about the great sports columnist. And they brought them all into one newspaper. So like I walked down to my deli one day and I was young. I grabbed one walking out. My sister Paulette ratted me out to my mother. And ooh. Then my mom forced me to go back in tell the guy in back of the quick shop, tell the guy that I stole the newspaper, had to pay for the newspaper and whatever, and basically got my pulled. So that was the
you're probably their biggest customer.
I was like nine or 10 years old. It was like basically, I must have been like 11 or 12 because I remember what newspaper was. It was the newspaper before Buster Douglas fought Mike Tyson in
1990.
Tokyo. And yes, and they had a like a 5-page pullout highlighting Buster Douglas about how long it took him to get to the fight to Mike Tyson, and don't discount Buster Douglas. I remember it to this day. That was the newspaper I took. I walked out. My mom, my sister ratted me out. I had to walk back in after my mom told me how to pay for the newspaper.
Remember KB Toys?
Yes.
I went into a KB Toys and literally there was a big Star Wars thing, like a like action figure. And I took Han Solo and Carbonite and left everything else. The only thing I've ever stolen in my entire life. It was like little Han Solo and Carbonite, but I wanted Han Solo and Carbonite.
So I love that.
Yeah, of course. He was frozen literally in Carbonite. All right. Let's talk some football here. Mark Melusa shoplifted here in race nine at Churchill Downs post time in a half an hour. Back to the National Football League though, to the great Ryan Noonan from 4 for 4. Now people are, you're not following Ryan on Twitter. Rectify this grievous error on Twitter at Ryan Noonan. Ryan came on the show last week, told you to take the over on Daniel Jones rushing yards ahead of the Thursday night game against the Washington football team. He points betted. Jones went way over. It was a really profitable night for the 4 for 4 crew. Rick Camp does great work for them as well, and a great night for our guy Ryan Noonan. So you know we had to bring him back this week here. Give us some more winning player props in the National Football League. Ryan, happy phenomenal football Friday. Nick Costos, Mark Melusis in for Ken Barkley on BetQL. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, guys. I enjoyed the pony talk at the top, too, because I'm here in the Chicago burbs. They're about to take away Arlington Racetrack from me, and I'm going to be jonesing to get down with some ponies here and there. So I absolutely love that take from the Moose, to find it before the post here.
Yeah, well, hopefully Ryan shoplifted crosses the finish line first. That's the goal, right? And that stinks about Arlington Park. It's terrible on Arlington Million and whatever, but it's awful. That's what's happening with horse racing, unfortunately, around the country. All right, Ryan, let's get into some props here. Let's focus in a little bit on the Tampa Bay game. Bucks and Brady, when you look at Tommy, he's been unbelievable throwing the touchdowns. You like it over 2.5 touchdowns this week against the Rams, right?
Yeah, I don't know why this is even plus money, to be honest, Moose. This is, obviously a high total. We get 55.5 out there at some books. But when you look at what Tampa's doing, I mean, they're passing at a league high in neutral situations, nearly 75% of their snaps. This is wild. League high is around 58%. And they're basically replicating that in the red zone, where typically we see teams run at a higher rate. They're chucking it around. Like, we're getting plus money on Tom at 2.5. Take that absolutely all day.
Yep, I think that makes a lot of sense, and I like the Buccaneers as well and think it'd be a good game for Tom Brady. Ryan, let's go to the Arizona-Jacksonville game. This has been a game that I personally have had a hard time kind of like coming to a decision on side or total here. Assuming DeAndre Hopkins plays, I'm going to pound that over. I'm guessing Hopkins is going to play. I think they're officially calling him questionable. He's only missed 2 games in his career here. How are you looking to bet Arizona and Jacksonville Sunday in Florida?
Yeah, I'm with you, Nick. I got a 6 in the look-ahead market, but now that we've kind of floated through and we're kind of in the wrong side there, it makes it a little harder to chase. But I think there's some interest and there's some value on the team or the game total at 51.5. These two clubs are playing at a breakneck pace, basically. We know this is what's been going on with Cliff Kingsbury since he's been in town here, but it seems like it's been Urban Meyer's thing of late as well. They obviously haven't had very much neutral game situations because they've been trailing, but at least it's encouraging to see that they understand what they're up against and they're playing very quickly. So this is probably the leader in the clubhouse for most total plays for the weekend. And I think that really Arizona, just like some of the other teams in the league we've seen, like with Carolina, for instance, they've taken advantage of a pretty soft schedule. So this secondary is really bad. We know that they can get a ton of pressure up front, and I think they will. But if they can protect Lawrence at all, I think he will be able to pick apart and at least put up some points here. So I'm in on the over at 51.5. I would kind of start to balk as we get into, 52.5, but 51s are out there in the marketplace still. So I chase that pretty comfortably.
Ryan, want to transition to another of the bigger matchups this weekend. Do you like anything strike your fancy when you look at the 49ers Packers matchup?
Yeah, I wish the Packers on the whole were playing at a faster pace, Moose. They are slow, but they were slow last year, and they still led the league in yards per drive and points per drive, so they can be incredibly efficient. And this Niners secondary is pretty bad. They lost. It was bad to come into the year. They lost Jason Verrett, which is awful for that kid. He just cannot stay healthy. But it's bad back there. They signed Josh Norman off the street, plugged him right into the starting lineup last week. It was disappointing that Philly couldn't take advantage of it. But I think Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams do. You can get the Packers team total over 22.5. That's key, right? 23, 24 are key numbers when we're looking in team totals and specifics. So if you can get under that half, it's pretty huge there for me. I'm not really excited about the game total because I'm kind of worried about what the Niners are doing there. But I think the Packers under a key number, I think they're pretty much live as a dog anyway. So give me the Packers over 22.5.
You better you bet. BetQL, Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick Costos, Mark Malusis in for Ken Barkley, chatting NFL Week 3 with our pal Ryan Noonan from 4for4 on Twitter at Ryan Noonan. Ryan, let's go to the Steelers-Bengals game. Like, so much, like, injury stuff out there. I feel like it's a really difficult game to handicap right now. We do have some clarity on the Pittsburgh side in the receiving core, where Deontay Johnson, who's, like, it's so stupid from the Steelers to have Johnson in on that meaningless play, down 2 scores on the final play of the game last week against the Raiders. He gets hurt, and as a result, Deontay Johnson has been ruled out for the Sunday's game. They'll probably get him back at some point soon. Like, not a long injury, but, like, he shouldn't be out at all. So no Deontay Johnson here. Does that lead you, Ryan, to find any value here in this passing group for Ben Roethlisberger going up against Cincinnati?
Yeah, absolutely love Chase Claypool taking the over on his receiving yards. I looked a few minutes before I hopped on. It was still out there. So I think maybe they were expecting Deontay to be out as well, and he is now. So I've got down on the 62.5 over, and we have him basically right there, but we also, our projection also had like 5 receptions and 57 yards baked in for Deontay Johnson. So basically you'll see probably 10-20% bump in snap rate for Claypool. He'll be in on those 2 receiver sets. This is a really bad secondary. Trey Waynes is out for Cincinnati. Again, I don't love the game environment per se, but if he can be even somewhat efficient on 7 to 8 targets with his big playability, I think that there's some value there. It's kind of not baked in because books are expecting a little bit from Deontay.
Ryan, curious, one game a little bit of the dog in, and that'd be in the Bears and the Browns. What about from a Chicago perspective? Any value when you look at the prop market with now Fields being the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Fields is a little bit of an unknown commodity, right? We expect him to be able to extend plays, leave the pocket and be able to buy some time and do things like that. But I think there's some buying opportunity on Allen Robinson, who kind of airballed it last week in a nice matchup. But his prop numbers are too low. His receiving yard number is 59.5. We have him projected upwards just a little shy of 85. He's top 59.5 in 67% of his past 18 games. Same thing with his reception number, which is 4.5. We have him a tad over 6. He's hit that 72% of the time in the past 17 games. I don't think that the Browns are as bad as they've been so far, but they're 31st in EPA per dropback allowed through the first 2 weeks. Tyrod Taylor absolutely had his way with them last week. We know obviously what Mahomes is going to do to them in week 1, but I think there's some buying opportunity here. Maybe the numbers are a little low because we don't know what to expect from Fields, but I think the consensus is that it's at least kind of neutral to what we're expecting from Dalton. So there's definitely value baked into A-Rob's numbers.
Ryan, even if you don't have a bet on this game, would love to get your thought on one of the teams playing in it, and that's the Buffalo Bills, and an offense that we kind of all expected to be, you know, high octane again. And I know they scored 35 points last week, but Josh Allen under 50% completion percentage, 17 of 33 in that win, and Tua Tagovailoa gets knocked from the game, and it's basically like, you know, it's like, what the hell just happened? So I'm not willing to say like Josh Allen has had a good game yet this season through 2 weeks. Now, he's got a get right spot here against the Washington defense that has really struggled to start the season here. The total is really low in this game, 45.5. Buffalo's a 7.5-point favorite. If you have a play, side or total, would love to hear it. But really curious what you make of Josh Allen coming up this week with Diggs in this passing game, and if you expect an offensive explosion on Sunday in Western New York.
Yeah, Nick, I gave a long look this morning, and I might get back to it, is the team total on the Bills side being 26.5. Again, we talked about it earlier. You know, when you kind of look at how key numbers work, we know kind of what they are in the, you know, game total section. But, you know, team totals, we got up into the upper 20s. We're looking to catch something. If we're betting an over, you know, we want to catch something on the right side of 27, right? 27, 28 are pretty key. But if it's lower, like we were talking about the Packers earlier, you get into the 23s, 24s. So expecting some points from the Bills, 26.5 is a nice number if we're looking to take the over there. I think the pace is nice. I think these are third and fourth in pace per game so far. So I think we can have some action here. And there's just been some misses. Like, I think that there's some buying opportunity on Emmanuel Sanders. I think that we start to see him pepper Diggs a little bit more. And I know Heineke is a guy that can, you know, push the pace too, is not afraid to kind of de-gap it down the field and take chances when he can. So I would lean over. But I'm obviously nervous, like we all are, and if we see this, you know, Wyoming Josh Allen that we kind of saw for the first couple of years, it's weird to see them struggling knowing that they basically are running it back with everyone except Emmanuel Sanders coming in for John Brown. It's almost the same entire unit. So I would lean over, but I haven't played anything yet.
Ryan, awesome stuff, man. And I'm just letting you know in advance, and I'll give you credit for it at times when I do it, but I'm stealing DGAF from you because, like, I love that acronym, and, like, the way you said it was pretty brilliant. Ryan is on Twitter, at Ryan Noonan. His website is 4for4. Connor Allen does a great job there. Rick Camp does a great job there. Our guy Noobs does great work for 4for4, so be sure to check them out. Ryan, good luck this weekend with the games, and we'll talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks, guys. You too. Have a good weekend.
All right, that's our pal Ryan Noonan. Coming up next, back-to-back guests here on the show. So let's have a little wagertainment. Tickling fancies, weekend plans with the crew. Next.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The Prop King, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.